Temperatures are going to bounce around across the northern plains, upper Midwest, and neighboring areas of Canada as we go forward through the next 5 days ahead of a storm system that could be large in size late this weekend or early next week. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The temperatures will be moving both up and down as we go forward through these next few days, but maybe swinging a little bit more widely than you would normally see. Temperatures this afternoon will be in the 60s and lower 70s from the Missouri River westward. We're expecting to see the majority of Minnesota have temperatures this afternoon in the 50s, a couple of upper 40s possible. Eastern parts of the Dakotas will also be in the 50s with a few lower 60s. Now tomorrow, we'll warm up a little bit more. We'll be in the upper 50s and 60s in Minnesota and the upper 60s and 70s across the Dakotas. Maybe some temperatures over 80 degrees west of Missouri River again in South Dakota. But a turnaround will quickly take place on Friday with highs back in the 50s and 60s across the region. Another short-term bout of heat coming up across at least South Dakota and some portions in southern Minnesota on Saturday with 70 and perhaps a few lower 80-degree temperatures expected. That should tell you something's up. As we get forward into Sunday, we'll likely see quite a temperature contrast from west to east across the northern plains. Montana will be in the 40s on Sunday, while temperatures in Minnesota and the eastern Dakotas will be well into the 70s. The cooler air in the west will work its way eastward Monday and Tuesday, and as that cold air returns, you know what will happen. We'll likely see a little rain, and rain changing to snow perhaps. A storm system of size is still being advertised to come across portions of the northern plains as we get out to the end of the weekend. The storm right now is very intense and will likely bring a lot of wind with it, and will produce enough rain and rain changing to snow to raise some concerns for travel maybe across central portions of North Dakota into southern Manitoba. But it is too soon to get very specific about the storm. We'll have a much better idea what's going to take place early next week on Friday of this week, but we'll keep you posted over the next couple of days. The main thing is to be aware that there is potential for a large storm system to begin to impact the region, and it will have some impact on possible travel, especially out to the west. Well, in the meantime, we will see relatively limited amounts of precipitation. A weak frontal boundary that cuts through the region Thursday afternoon into Friday morning will produce a few spits and spats near the Canada border, but otherwise it should be dry until the bigger storm system begins to influence us, which may already start to occur as we go Friday afternoon into Saturday morning. A few spotty showers will be possible. The bigger rains will hold off, though, until late Sunday going into Monday. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.